touched me. And now I am no longer the same. He touched me. My soul, something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met the blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Man, all right. All right. If we can have a couple of men for offering, please.
Dear Father, I just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for this beautiful day you've given us. Lord, thank you for the message this morning, Lord, and the word. Lord, and we thank you for our visitors and our choir. Lord, and John leading the music tonight and Karen playing the piano. Lord, we thank you for all that. Lord, we just ask you to be with this meeting tonight, Lord. May your will be done in it, Lord. And we just thank you for everything you've given us. We ask you to bless this offering in Jesus' name. Amen.
That was a bonus at the end there. Thank you, Miss Karen. All right. Well, let's have an opening word of prayer, and we'll get into our triannual call members meeting. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we can, Lord, that there's ministries and business and budgets and lives touched and changed and all that going on that we can report on and talk about and discuss and have some votes, some opportunities for agreement, God, and we just thank you for that. We pray for your wisdom and your discernment as we go through the time together. Lord, may there be a spirit of unity and, Lord, a spirit of it's coming together as we think about these different motions and things. Lord, we love you tonight. We praise you. Thank you for your church. Thank you for being the head of it, and we're privileged and blessed to get to serve in spite of ourselves, Lord. You use us, and you allow us to do what we get to do. We're blessed by that. We praise you for that tonight. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said? Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we've got first thing on the agenda here, review of minutes of previous meeting. Do you have a copy of the minutes? If you don't have a copy of the minutes, you'd like a copy. If you you don't have a copy and you'd like a copy, speak up now, raise your hand so we can get a copy to you. Ron does not have a copy of the minutes from last meeting. Do we have any minutes left? That would be the question. Oh, my goodness. All right. All right, once you've had an opportunity to review the minutes from the previous meeting, I'd entertain a motion that the minutes from the last members' meeting, last triannual members' meeting on September 29, 2019, be accepted as printed. So take your time. Look those things over. Anyone? Vince. Thank you, Brother Vince. Vince, all right, Bobby Coon seconds the motion. Is there any discussion on reviewing of the minutes from the previous meeting? All right, if everybody's in agreement to accept the minutes as printed in your handout, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by the same sign, and that motion carries. We're now into team reports. It's Brother Marco. He's starting us off with Youth in Awanas, followed by Sissy Hendricks. And then Ronnie Vaculik will be third with missions, outreach, Sunday school, and deacons. All right, Brother Marco. All right, amen. Good evening. Amen.
Listen, my, I only got like eight or nine pages to share with you soon. All right, let's see. I guess first I wanted to share a verse here, and I had it marked, and then I closed my Bible, Matthew 22. I think everybody's familiar with this verse. Get to it. There we go. I'm sorry, Matthew 28, not 22. My sugar's off a little bit tonight, so I've been guzzling some water. What's that? Those little peppermints got me this morning. I don't know what it is. But in Matthew 28, it's the Great Commission. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, therefore, to go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So the first thing I want to start off talking about is Awanas. And somebody was asking me this week, like, why did we start doing Awanas? And that's the verse I go to. When I think of Awanas, I think of go and make disciples. And when you see all those little kids and the teenage kids and the junior high kids in the high schools, and I really feel like for us carrying the Great Commission, that is it, especially with these little ones, from the little bitties of Miss Jackie's, little Cubby's class, all the way up to high school. I think our roles right now is we're running between, we have about 60 kids on the roles. And I would say actively, if you're over on a Wednesday night, we're running pretty close on most nights usually between 45 to 60 kids. Some nights higher, some nights a little bit lower. I think the other night we tried to count. I want to say we almost had 10 to 15 kids just in every class, and we have five classes. So I'm like, that's 50, 60 kids right there. Yeah. And that's why we have two teachers in there, because one can get almost overwhelmed. So we definitely try to have two teachers in there. And I know sometimes the teachers, they get busy and stuff. So praise God for them and for our volunteers and for all those who help and support. On there it says, our goal is to reach kids with the gospel, equip leaders and parents, and to impact their generation through evangelism and a lifelong discipleship through Christ. Our Awanas missionary came. I think most of y'all heard Pastor Steve said that he had came by, and I was excited to hear that he was giving us a good report on that. He says that he has about 180 churches that he is kind of managing and maintaining with Awanas, and he said that we were doing a great job. And he stayed over there for a little while, talked to all of our leaders and talked to some of our kids, and was just kind of seeing how we were operating things. And he said there's three things he was looking for. One is the gospel being preached, and he said it was. Two was our staff and our volunteers. Were they engaging with the kids? Did they seem equipped where they could teach the gospel to them? And the third thing he wanted to know is our church actively involved in the Awana's mission and the Awana's ministry? And I told him, yeah, because it takes 12 to 15 members or even more than that of our church to be over there on a Wednesday. So if not, he said, believe it or not, he goes into some churches and it's a little off thing to the side that only a few people are running with, and then the rest of the church is kind of separated from it. So he gave us a good report to see that he really felt like our church was integrated in actively teaching the kids the gospel. So we got a good report on that. I told him that we had a youth meeting New Year's Day, because one of the parents came up to me and she said that she forgot that we met New Year's Day. And he just kind of was startled. He looked at me. He's like, y'all had Awana's New Year's Day? I'm like, yeah, I mean, why not, right? So he thought that was fantastic that we had kids up there on New Year's and had a meeting. I said, we only had like six, but the doors were open. So it was a good time. Let's see. He did say that he would refer us because they do get phone calls and people looking for the program. And they're also looking for junior high and high school. Not a lot of churches, I guess, go through Awana's through junior high and high school. It seems they kind of just do elementary. So since we are doing that, he does get phone calls, and he said that he would be more than happy to refer them our way. Our next thing is up-and-coming events. We have D-Now coming up, which is the Discipleship Now weekend, and that is going to be toward the end of March. I was trying to ask Mike if he knew exactly what day that baby was going to be born, so I could plan D now and make sure I have some volunteers. I was like, I got to know. I got to write this on my calendar. I didn't get a date, so I told him, I guess I'm going to have to plan it. We'll see if he can make the birth of his child, and he may be busy that weekend. So I think I might get trumped on that, but it's worth a shot. So that will be at the end of March, probably around that last weekend for now. The theme on that one is going to be the truth. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So we're going to be focusing on the truth through that D-Now, and that's going to be really engaging the foundations of the faith of Christianity. And we're going to be diving into the truth of biblical discipleship. And with that, I just have a couple little bullet points, and then I will be done, I promise. It's only like two pages. Some of the things we're going to focus on is topics such as God, the person and the walk of Jesus, the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, and how the church works with that. A couple of things I wanted to teach the kids is what is a disciple? I don't know if anybody has ever asked you that directly, like what does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus? 1 John tells us, first, you're a child of God. 1 Peter tells us that we are aliens in this world, which I always like to share that with the kids because they look at you a little crazy. And really what that means is we don't identify with the world. We identify with Jesus. So we're not becoming like the world. We're becoming like Christ. And in 2 Corinthians, it tells us that we are ambassadors of Christ wherever we go. And so that is some of the key points of being a true disciple. Let's see. And other than that, I just want to say thank you. Thank God for allowing me to serve him. But thank you for allowing me to serve him here. And thank you for allowing me and my family to be a part of this family of God and all that we get to do. And God bless you and thank you. Who's next? Miss Sissy?
Okay, we are now in our third quarter of school. Tomorrow will be our second week, so it's going by fast. Everybody was curious about our Chili's money, so in September, it took us 3 months to get it, but three it was months. Worth the wait. We had an awesome turnout this past Tuesday, but the one that we raised in September, we got $270, so we was glad about that. If anyone has any questions about the chili cook-off, if y'all would see me, and we kind of have a cutoff deadline if you're going to give donations. We would like them by the 19th because we're crazy busy those last few days getting everything set up. And it's easy if we have everything here to put everything out Thursday instead of people dragging in stuff Friday. We still take it, but it's just easier if we have it the same that on, by the 19th. Our next spirit night will be February 25th, and it will be at Chick-fil-A in Tomball. And you have to download the app in order for the school to get credit. There's no more going up there and saying, I'm with the school. So if you have a phone that doesn't do that, me or Marjorie, we're always there. So if you'll find one of us, we'll be glad to order it for you. And don't forget to scan your box tops receipts. If you don't have that app, put it in that orange container back there, and I'll be glad to do that. Some people are cutting off the scan box tops, like the box tops. We don't need that. Even though it says scan, it doesn't really mean scan to cut it off to send in. Some items still have the box top coupon on it, but it will say box top. If it says scan, we don't need it. You just need to scan your receipt. So if you get items that say scan and you don't have the app on your phone, just let me know and I'll be glad to do it for you. It just takes 2 seconds. You put the app on the phone, and then you go to the app, and there's a place on there that says scan, and you just scan your ticket, and then it tells you immediately that how much money is on your receipt. When you download the app, it will ask you your zip code, and do this Pinehurst zip code, 77362, and it'll pull up New Hope Christian School. And then you'll click on that, and then it gives you how much when you take a picture of the receipt, it'll tell you how much you've earned, and then it'll show a year-to-date earnings for the school.
You get a check every...
We get a check every 2 months.
Every 2 months?
Yeah. We can, when with the box tops that we mail in, we can only mail them in twice a year. But the scan one, they still just send those out 2 months. They don't do it every month. They save up and then just send it out every 2 months. As of Friday, the 24th, the school has $30,714.09 in the checking account. Nick?
Missions and outreach. Pastor gave me a couple of DVDs to look at, and I looked at them. I ain't going to tell you what they're about. But it gives you the heart of outreach. It gives you that heart of what you can do to reach out and how some people really went above and beyond, reaching out to community and reaching out to the world. So once you see those, it'll definitely, you know, put a little thing in your heart that, you know, you want to help. And that's the whole idea of outreach. Another thing we talked about a lot of times, putting up a pop-up tent out there in the front. We haven't done that yet. Since the last meeting, the weather hasn't been right, but we are going to do it. We will be doing it. So, again, just we'll have a time, and definitely we need probably 4 or 5 people to help because we're going to have signs, you know, free Bibles. If you need prayer, come on in. And we'll hand out the pamphlets, school information and church information. We also got Tomball Night. Tomball Night, we're there, but you really don't know, did it do any good? Is people coming in because of Tomball Night of handing out those flyers? You know, you get to think, should we do it again? But if you don't do it, you got 4 or 5 other churches that are doing it. So we just can't be there and be left out and not try. God has blessed his church, and we'll keep on blessing it. So we still have to just, you know, plant seeds out there. That's what we have to do. Sunday school. Sunday school, we have a very good classes on suffering. It's a 7-week thing, and we went through 3 of them. Man, it is awesome class if you're there, and because you learn a lot. Why am I suffering? Does God help? And it's just so much information out there. Just please attend and bring someone with you, because that's one question that everybody asks. Why? The answers are in the book. We're going to go through it. It's in Scripture. Sunday school class, since I said we're getting blessed, the Elderberry class is really getting large. So hate to do it, but it's time to pull some out of that class and start a new class. You know, I'm asking for volunteers now. I think I got a few. And if we could get a few more, that'd be great. I got 9 chairs already set up in that blue room, and I'd be teaching that class. So I just got 9 to get started, but I'm ready to add more if we can. Because an ideal class is down to about 12 or something. The class functions better. You can ask more questions. Because a lot of times people want to communicate something that they're going through or has prayers. With that many people, you just run out of time to teach the class. So that's one of the reasons we're doing that. Let's see. We do have one sub. I ain't going to say his name because he's not here, because I don't want to. But we do have a sub that stood up and say, I'll teach, I'll help. And we could always use more. So if God's got your heart saying, you know, you want to do some type of ministry in the church, being a substitute teacher at Sunday school is one of those. Deacons, our job as a deacon is to support the pastor. And one of the things, too, that we do, the number two thing that we're supposed to do is build unity in this church. So any kind of rumors going out there, if you got questions, don't ask someone there. Ask one of the deacons and ask the pastor, because rumors can destroy a church. You know how one story could just get bigger and bigger and bigger? So if you got any questions, ask us. Ask us what's going on. Or any kind of information you want to know, just come to us. Come to us first. So I think I got it. I don't have 8 pages, but I just. All right, who's next?
Brother John Thornhill with Building and Grounds and Men's Ministries. Brother John. Several air conditioners to talk about.
You want me to talk about spending money, huh?
That's, well, amen. On building and grounds, amen. We got to do it.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Well, you know, in spite, we've got the money to do it, and we've been very blessed. Had one unit that was replaced here that was, how old is the sanctuary building, Sissy? 20 years? This building here?
I've been in there a while.
Been there a while, and it finally gave out on us. Only 5 ton of the 10 ton was working, and so we had that unit replaced already. That's the one with the new upgraded thermostat on it. We're considering what to do on the other one within the next fiscal year about replacing it, because we're sure that it's going to go out on us. We also had another unit go out in the children's ministry. The heating, actually, we were very blessed it didn't catch on fire. The heating coil shorted out, and wires, somebody had worked on it prior, and wires were kind of rigged in there to get the thing to run. So we hauled that unit out of there and put in a brand new 5-ton. We also put in UV lights in both of the units, which is going to cut down on the mold issue because of the air conditioning running all the time. We have been with a landscaping company this past year, which has taken some of the burden off of the men doing the yarding. Needless to say, I just got a message from her yesterday. She's moving to San Antonio, Brother Lee. So we'll be in searching for another crew, or her crew will be taking over at the same expenditure. So I haven't been in contact with them yet, but you know, it's a good advancement for her, and as to why she's moving in San Antonio. So thank God that we were able to be part of that, maybe. All right. What else did we do? We got still things that need to be done. One, we're asking for volunteers one Saturday a month, and I know some of the months were not conducive to the weather that we could work out here. But if you are free, and on that third Saturday of the month, we're asking that you give us a call, let me know if you're available, so that way also I can schedule whether a job needs more than 2 people to do, that we can get some of the other jobs that need to be done around the ministry. Anybody have any question on the ministry? Yes, Vince.
Doors, we got 4 different keys. I was wondering, can you, like, buy a new set of locks and kind of consolidate that?
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that to my attention. It's obviously a problem. The key for the church and the school, because they're different doors altogether. Yeah, on those five doors over there, yes, sir. And I think we have one we'll have to take care of here. The other door has got a deadbolt in it, and we have, yeah. I think I can handle that for you. I'll try to get it all down to one key. All right. I have no problem with that. Won't happen tomorrow, though. No, it's on a priority list, and it's down here somewhere. All right. Any other questions about building and grounds? All right. Thank you. Oh, let's go. Men's Bible study. Yes, we've been very blessed. We're averaging about six people on the men's Bible. It's meeting every other Monday in conjunction with the ladies. And we have been studying about, ready, Marco? Where'd Marco go? We've been studying about discipleship, what it's like to be a disciple. So we're very fortunate about that. And matter of fact, this week we're going in to look at each of the disciples and what their role was in the Christ ministry, okay? I encourage you all to come. 7 o'clock every other Monday. We are meeting this Monday, so it'll be every 2 weeks, and encourage you to come if you can make it, all right? Lasts for about an hour and a half at the most, an hour and 15 minutes. All right, thank you very much.
Amen. You leave it on. Thank you, Brother John. Would anybody like to speak that's in the choir or anybody associated working with the choir?
Yeah, Karen.
Like to give a report on the music, choir ministry?
Well, I'm kind of new. I was gone for a long time. But we're working on our Easter music.
Amen.
It's going really well. It's not a really hard musical this time, and it's only, I think, 22 or 24 minutes. We wanted to leave the preacher time to preach.
Yay!
So, Jeremiah's organized all special music on the computer, calendars, songs, people. The choir's doing some specials other than the Easter music. It seems to be going well.
Amen. Amen.
Jeremiah, you got something to add?
Not at this time. Miss Karen pretty much covered it.
Okay, amen. All right, thank you, Miss Karen. Marilyn Davlin's not here this evening. Ron, would you like to give a report on Children's Church, or anybody associated with that ministry like to give a report on Children's Church? Well, you got to.
Yeah, for Karen, but yeah, I got to come up front.
You got to speak on the mic.
Today is National Spouse Day. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the heads
up.
I don't have
no national spouse.
Oh, I may take her to dinner.
Okay, Children's Church looks like we're being blessed. Families are showing up with young children, and that's an answered prayer that I've asked for, and see that God is answering it right
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Yes.
And
it's good.
And but as far as teachers, we have at least one teacher for each week, week of the month. And but if you have a calling to be in the children's church, we can spread that out where a person probably only has to do it once every 2 months if we have enough people. Mm-hmm. So just think about that and about having a calling from God, and thank you.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
You have two people up there every
time? At least. If there's a single lady, I say single lady, but a lady teacher, like Marilyn and John, they go over there together. But if Miss Debbie or Raven or Miss Jackie goes over there, I will go over there with them. make sure the doors are locked and the kids get a good snack.
Yeah, amen. Get a good snack. That's good. All right, Miss Virginia Irvine on fellowship.
Well, I guess during the past 4 months, we had a nice Thanksgiving lunch.
Yes.
We had lots of food.
Lots of food.
We had the Christmas party. I think everybody enjoyed it.
Amen.
What we've got coming up is the Valentine party, February the 8th, 5 o'clock, Rib Tickler Barbecue, $12.50 a person. So we need money. Everybody wants to wait to the last minute.
We'll write the check right now.
Thank you. We've got the newlywed game, and we've got bingo. So I think everybody enjoys the bingo games.
Amen.
I think. Right, you can't steal. So many times, the bingo, I only have 35 names. So it's not as hard to bingo as, you know, the regular bingo's got 75 numbers.
Yeah.
And so we have two or three people bingoing at the same time a lot of times.
Yeah.
I just hope on the last game when I've got one prize, we don't have two people. That's it.
Somebody like to give a, on the finance team, would somebody like to give a financial report, go over the past, the past 3 or 4 months? Is that what it is on those reports that you have that have been handed out to you? Yeah, let's do the church first, and then we'll do the school. That's fine.
I gave Ron my copy, but I have my notes here. If you would like, yeah, I need the last three. Do we have the last three copies?
Three what?
Oh, I got it. Okay. All right, if we'd like to review those financial reports, is that what you're asking for
me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. On the church first. And
last three quarters of the month. Again, one of the biggest expenditures well in there was the air conditioning.
Yes.
Which ran the 2 5-ton, new 10-ton unit inside, ran 2 return ducts all the way back here so that we're sucking the air out of this area instead of it flowing all the way through the church, get a better air movement.
Yeah, it does.
And we ended up putting a new UV light in there. Okay, so that... costs should be showing up on that budget that you're looking at, the expenditures. Do we have any questions on the church? For the last 4 months.
All right, no questions on the church. We'll move on to the school report.
All right. Expenditures for the school. You all have that report. Have any questions on the school? No questions. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you,
Brother. Thank you.
Treasurer report. Ms. Pat, would you like to make a few comments on the checking accounts, savings accounts?
At Regions Bank is $215,700.91. The money market balance is $70,563.65 with a year-to-date interest in the amount of $3.09. And the CD balance is $101,579.09 with interest year to date in the amount of $530.82. You see the big difference in the interest on the money market and CD. That's why we put that $100,000 into a CD, because it earns
a lot more interest.
Yeah.
Make a little money. Amen. All right. All right. Thank you very much. On the part-time music minister director search team, I have down here on my notes on my agenda that we've been at it for 11 months, or the search team has. Is there any update needed to be given to the church at this time? Anyone?
No candidates at this time.
It's trying to find a part-time music minister director. Is trying to find a what do you go hunt at night? And you snipe. Yeah, it's kind of like trying to find a snipe. Yeah, it's tough. Every now and then you get one. That's right. Still included in the budget. That's good. That's good. All right, I'd entertain a motion that the said reports be accepted as reported. All right, Brother Kenneth makes a motion. Is there a second? Brother Vince seconds that motion. Is there any discussion on any of the reporting that you've heard tonight? Any other questions? All right. All in favor of accepting the said reports and the printed reports as far as the finance on your financial reports for the church and the school, signify by saying aye. And those opposed by the same sign, and that motion carries. I do not have any unfinished business. I do have several items for new business tonight. On October 27, 2019, Trevor Lee expressed a desire to rejoin New Hope Baptist Church on a promise of a letter from Believers Fellowship Baptist Church. In addition, on December the 8th, 2019, Daniel and Whitney Hanzik expressed a desire to join New Hope Baptist Church by statement of like faith and baptism. I'll entertain a motion that these folks be received into the membership of New Hope Baptist Church. All right, Brother John makes the motion. Brother Vince, Brother Ronnie seconds. Okay. Outstanding. Is there any discussion on these folks coming into the membership of New Hope Baptist Church? All right. All in favor of the said motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by the same sign. And that motion carries. The finance team makes the motion, which comes with an automatic second, that the church and school budgets for 2020 be accepted as printed in your handouts. That comes with an automatic second. Is there any discussion on the budgets, the new budgets, 2020 budgets? Yes, sir.
Regarding our church budget, you know, it is a little bit lower than last year, but you know what? Listen, I don't want to spend money. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of a conservative guy. You know, Brother Lee, a year ago, mentioned to us about we need to be tithing to ministries.
Yeah.
And if you look at your expenditure report that we discussed earlier, you'll see the amount of money that New Hope Baptist Church expended out to different ministries, Right to Life.
Gideon's,
and et cetera. And, you know, it's kind of put a little change in my heart about the fact that, you know what, we've blessed those other people. The Bible talks about it, and God has still been able to bless those, as a fact that we still have how much money in our checking account, Ms. Pat? $200,000 still in our checking account. We paid all our bills. Last year at this time, we had $200,000 in our checking account. We didn't achieve our budget income, but we were still able to pay our bills and maintain our standard in here. And I want to, you know, I want to see all of you get on board about this mission outreach. And, you know, God's still blessing us.
Yeah.
And we've included it, again, in our new budget, as you'll notice on line 11, that we're planning on dispensing $20,000 this year based on giving away 10% of our income.
Amen.
So be in prayer about it, and be thankful and praise God for the results that we had from last year going into 2020. Thank you.
Amen. All right, if there's no further discussion on the 2020 budgets, the finance team makes the motion, which comes with an automatic second, that the church and school budgets for 2020 be accepted as printed in your handouts. All in favor of that signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by the same sign. That motion carries. I would entertain a motion that the church formally establish a concealed carry safety team for the protection of the membership and any attenders of New Hope Baptist Church during worship services and other scheduled activities here at the church. I'd entertain a motion. All right, Bobby Coons makes a motion. Is there a second? All right, Brother Ronnie seconds that motion. Is there any discussion on the church formally establishing a concealed carry safety team for the protection of the membership and any attenders of New Hope Baptist Church during worship services and other scheduled activities here at the church? Any discussion? They will come up with their procedures and policies. And
we're going to get started on some procedures, policies, whatever, guidelines, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And we will promote the public and the team itself.
Yep, yep. Amen.
And expectations of what to do and all that.
Okay. All right. Is that good? Any other questions? Should have had some coffee, but if you drank coffee, you won't go to bed. You won't go to bed. I didn't have my coffee either. I wanted it before I left. I said, nope, you drink that coffee, you'll be up till midnight. All right. All in favor of the church formally establishing a concealed carry safety team for the protection of the membership and any attenders of New Hope Baptist Church during worship services and other scheduled activities here at the church, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by the same sign. All right, that motion carries. Again, I would entertain a motion that 30-06, no concealed carry, and 30-07, no open carry signs, be placed on all three buildings as a way to help the safety team fulfill their ministry of keeping the membership and any attenders of New Hope Baptist Church safe during worship services and other scheduled activities here at the church. I'd entertain that motion. All right, Brother Ronnie makes the motion. Brother Ronnie, Ronnie Vaculik makes the motion, and Ronnie Lee seconds the motion. Oh, man, that was a mind-blower. Okay, all right. Any discussion on the said motion on the floor? 30-06, 30-07. Brother Marco, you've already ordered them? All right, so they're on their way. They're on their way. Any other discussion? Any discussion? Question? Yes, sir.
Will we be putting any signs, additional signage on the church, just saying that they're, I don't know, something to the effect that there are weapons on the premises just so criminals driving by at night don't see us as a target with the, given the signage?
I don't know. That's a discussion for the safety team after they get rolling, I guess.
And maybe something on the website. I don't know with the written rules of that. I don't know if that's a consideration or not.
Yeah. I don't know. Saying that we're armed on the inside?
No, that the 30-06, 30-07.
They don't have it.
And all right. There's only one I talked to, they had a 30-07, which was the no open carry. They said we did not include the 30-07.
All right. Well, y'all figure it out. What do you want to do? Well, yeah, the difference is 30-07 is no open carry, correct?
Right. The 30-07 is no open carry. The 30-06 is no concealed carry.
Yeah. Really, it's a deterrent for people visiting your church that want to carry their firearm that you know nothing about. You know nothing about them, all right? I mean, they've got a gun. They're bringing it in. You don't know if they've been to the range in the last year. You don't know. I mean, you don't know if it's you don't know, right? They have it because they feel vulnerable when they're leaving their house or when they're leaving their job to their car, and so they've got protection, and that makes them feel comfortable, right? But when you're in here on a Sunday morning, as packed in as we are, as close as the pews are together, this is a target-rich environment. This is not an open parking lot full of cars and you and a perpetrator. This is your families sitting here vulnerable to somebody pulling out a weapon that doesn't know how to shoot it. So 30-06, 30-07 is just, you know, so. Any other concerns about that? All right, if there's no other discussion, those in favor of putting a 30-06 and 30-07 no signage on all three buildings to help the safety team fulfill their ministry of keeping the membership and any attenders of New Hope Baptist Church safe during worship services and other scheduled activities here at the church, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by the same sign, and that motion carries. All right, last motion, I promise. The benevolence team makes a motion that guidelines for benevolence be accepted as printed in your handout. You should have received that handout. If you don't have a handout and you'd like a handout, all right, I think everybody's got a handout. So the benevolence team makes a motion that guidelines for benevolence be accepted as printed in your handout. This motion comes with an automatic second. Is there any discussion on the guidelines? All right, if there's no discussion or questions on the benevolence team making a motion, all in favor of the guidelines for benevolence as printed in your handout being accepted, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by the same sign, and that motion carries. There being no further business or reports to come before the members of New Hope Baptist Church, I declare the triannual called members meeting adjourned. How about it? Amen? Oh, we made it. That one doesn't need a second. All right. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord. We thank you for your church. And, Lord, we thank you as we heard about the tremendous blessings that are going on within this body of believers. Lord, instruments of the Holy Spirit. And, God, we're just so blessed to be a part of it. We thank you, Lord. It's a privilege and an honor to get to serve. To get to serve anywhere, Lord, but to get to serve here. Father, we're thankful for that. We're blessed because of it. Lord, we pray that your hand would continue to be upon the church. And Lord, you would continue to bless. And God, you would continue to move. And Lord, we would just partner with you. And just follow your lead. As you lead us through the Word and as you lead us through Sunday school and through the WANA program, through youth ministry, and over at the Christian school, Lord, as you lead over there, Lord, just give us that attitude, give us that submissive spirit. We just want to follow your leading. Father God, we do pray for safety tonight, and we pray that, Lord, we have a blessed week. Lord, we pray that we'd get great sleep tonight, awaken in the morning, refreshed, and ready to hit the week for Jesus. We want to live and talk, and work, and interact with others, bringing glory and honor to you. Lord, help us listen twice as much as we speak this coming week. Lord, may we be listeners, and may we be lovers of people. Father God, thank you that somebody loved us enough to share the gospel with us. May we be lovers of people this coming week. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do and how you move. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. And y'all, if y'all will join me in just praying, my heart was really, it about broke my heart this morning. I talked about, I gave a little sermonette on how to join the church this morning. And these folks here from the worship center, you know, they take up about a pew and a half. And, you know, they've been visiting here for what, 6 weeks, 2 months? Yeah. And so, you know, I'm waiting every Sunday. You know, somebody's going to make the move, step out, and they're all going to come and all that stuff. And they didn't join again this Sunday. And I just sensed, I talked to about four or five of them after the service was over and you guys were down here having the meeting. And I just went out there and I asked them, I go, do y'all have any questions on, you know, how to join the church or what it means? Well, I got a revelation that I had not had previous. The worship center is Assembly of God Church. I mean, it's Assembly of God Church. It's non-denominational Assembly of God Church. So when I talked about baptism, this morning, Assembly of God's Pentecostals, non-denominationals, they believe baptism does what? Conveys grace. Seals your salvation. You get something when you get in the water and you go under. And so, you know, people tell me through the years, and I've heard it over and over again, and I let it go in one ear and out the other, that doctrine doesn't matter. Doctrine doesn't make a difference. We're all preaching out of the Bible. Well, I'm telling you, friend, there are some nuanced differences. And what I sensed in these folks, they're really non-denominational Assembly of God folks. And so pray for them. I mean, pray that they can become part of us, or that God would give them a place that they can fit in, right? I mean, I sensed in their faces and in their countenances that they just feel like people with no home. What a place to be in. I mean, I think they enjoyed the Sunday school class. One of them said, well, man, we really enjoy the preaching. But it's just hard for them. It's hard for them. Can you imagine if this thing closed down and we were all looking for a place to go? I mean, we'd all go find a place, wouldn't we? It'd be tough, wouldn't it? Yeah. You kind of sense where they're at. Amen. And so pray they can come to grips with it. I won't be praying for them this week. But they can come to grips. You know, they need to keep coming here and step out on in the water of what being a Baptist is. Or, you know, say, hey, we got to find that Assembly of God church to go to. And there's some good Assembly of God churches to go to. Hey, no doubt. No doubt. So, all right. Well, let's pray. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's right. And the boy's name is? Jesse is the boy's name. All right, let's close it out with that prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. And Lord, as we seek to pray for an urgent request, Lord, we lift up Jesse to you. And Lord, we pray that you just reduce the inflammation response going on in his brain, Lord, the back of his head where they're going to be going in and taking this what they think a benign tumor is, Lord, they're going to be taking it out. We just pray that you give him rest tonight, that, Lord, the nurses and, the medical staff would just take exceptional care of him and, Lord, be there for his every need. And, Lord, we just pray for that surgeon. We pray for that anesthesiologist in the morning. We just pray for their hands. We pray for their skill level. We pray for their focus and their sharpness. And, Lord, we just pray that we're going to hear a praise report this Wednesday, that everything went well, they got it, he's on a path to healing and recovery. God, we just lift Jesse up to you, and Lord, we pray that you give him back to us tomorrow after this surgery, and that, Lord, you brought him through, and you've seen him through. And then, Lord, this prayer request we've mentioned tonight with these folks from the worship center, Lord, I pray that your perfect will would be done in their lives, and Lord, if it's here where they need to be, I pray that they could think about how we look at the ordinances of the church and how we approach baptism. And Lord, if that means for some of them being baptized, I pray that they would just submit to that being a part of our church. Lord, if that's not something they can do or you're not leading them in that direction, Lord, I pray you lead them to a good church home where they can get fed, feel the love, the fellowship, and they can grow as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that we've had them for 6 weeks, 2 months. And Lord, we'll continue to minister to them and love on them. But Lord, ultimately, we need to be in a home for permanent. We need to find a place, hunker down, get to know folks, bear one another's burdens, pray for each other, and go through life together. Lord, I pray you work out all the details of that, how that all needs to happen. But we just lift that group up to you as well tonight and pray that you see them through, that you help them. It's in your name we pray. God's people said. All right, you folks are dismissed. Be careful going home.